We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
Lou Dobbs.
Well, there we are. The 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, language ratified back on December 15th, 1791. My guest now says our nation's founding fathers had very good reasons to pin the 10th Amendment. He joins us now for a Constitution Day history lesson. Michael Bolden is the founder of the 10th Amendment Center. And Michael, it is great to have you with us.
Lou, it's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So, why the 10th Amendment? It's a clear effort to emphasize the limited nature of the powers granted to the federal government. Why was the amendment itself necessary?
Well, what the founding generation had to live under for so many years was a government that had an unwritten constitution, a government that had absolutely no limits. And we should all know from our just a light study of history that a government that doesn't have rules that guides its behavior is a tyranny. So the founders created this constitution that said that the federal government would be authorized to exercise only those powers that were delegated to it in the constitution. And that's what the 10th Amendment codifies in law, that anything not given to the federal government by we the people is kept back in our state governments or in our own hands to deal with how we see best.
You know, you don't even hear a discussion right now, and haven't for some time, a discussion of states' rights as once we did in this country. There seems to be sort of an acquiescence to the federal government as the end all, the power that that dominates in every quarter of our lives. Why is that?
I really don't know, and I think you've been reporting on this for a long time too. Is the sad thing of it all is that the one thing that the federal government does well is it breaks your leg, and then a few years later it comes in with a solution to the problem it created. And then on top of it, it's going to tax your children, your grandchildren, and their children to pay for it for years and years and years. And the reality is that the founding fathers created a system of government where the most difficult issues, the most divisive, the most tough decisions were kept close to home in state governments. Mm-hmm. That way, you can have people of so many different backgrounds, like we have in this great country, all living together in peace and harmony. They don't have to always battle over who's going to control the federal government and force you to have a toilet of a certain size or force you into a certain health care program or whatever it may be. People can decide those things close to home.
The 10th Amendment, is it in effect being ignored by our political leadership?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think there's many politicians that ever refer to the federal government, their powers being limited. The people created the federal government to be their agent for certain enumerated purposes. And a simple reading of the Constitution, which is in plain English, shows us that there's approximately 35 powers that we gave to the federal government. And not listed in there, for example, are cap and trade and health care and most everything that they do. An interesting thing, Oklahoma recently was looking to pass or introduce a state constitutional amendment making English the official language of the state.
Right.
And that's something that should be left to people in Oklahoma to decide what kind of paperwork they want to have, how much they're going to spend on these things, et cetera, et cetera. So they get a letter threatening them from the federal government, from a person below Holder, saying, well, you're going to lose all kinds of funding. So they use this funding thing from the federal government, money that they take from us in the first place, to twist states' arms to follow their diktats.
Yeah, it's crazy what happens here. What are some of the most prominent examples of the 10th Amendment being ignored?
Well, I think the big one and the one that's the hot button issue today is health care. If you look through the Constitution, there's nothing whatsoever, at least in the original understanding of the Constitution. Now, mind you, the Supreme Court, those unelected judges in Washington, will not agree with me. They think that the Constitution is different than what Jefferson and Madison and the rest proposed to us. But there's nothing in there that allows the federal government to take money from you to force you to pay for a health care program for someone else or even for yourself or to penalize you for not joining in a program. The proper way to do that, if they were going to follow the Constitution, whether you oppose it or support it, is to keep those decisions in state governments. Now, Massachusetts has their own single-payer system. I think it's an utter failure, but that's constitutional. If the people of Massachusetts wants to choose a failed or a bad health care strategy, that's their right under the Constitution.
Well, you know, you have a website that is, I think, very interesting, one that people should know about. And it is the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. That's 10th, T-E-N-T-H, Amendment Center. And you've got your 10-4 pledge. Tell everybody what that is.
What we're trying to do is find politicians that get out of this left-right discussion like you talk about so often, that it isn't just Democrats are going to save us from Republicans or Republicans are going to save us from Democrats. What we're looking to find are people that are running for office or in office that are focused, the number one issue on every political decision should be, where in the Constitution is this authority? And we have a 10 points, 10 affirmations about the role of the federal government under the Constitution, and 10 promises. One most prominent one is, I will vote in favor of the Constitution every issue, every time, no excuses, no exceptions. And those are the only type of people that we should be voting for. We just released that this week. We've already got 20 signers, including Randy Brogdon, who's running for governor in Oklahoma, Mike Fulmer in the state senate in Pennsylvania, and a number of other good state legislators around the country.
Good. Well, Michael, thanks for being with us. We wish you the best. Come back soon. We got a lot to talk about.
Couldn't have picked a better day. It's been an honor chatting with you, Lou.
Good to talk with you, and happy Constitution Day. Michael Bolden, who runs the 10th Amendment Center, and that's a Los Angeles-based think tank, by the way. The 10thAmendmentCenter.com. You can go there, and I would urge you to do so.